Malachi chapter number 3. The Bible says, "Behold, I will send my messenger, and he shall prepare the way before me, and the Lord whom you seek shall suddenly come to his temple, even the messenger of the covenant whom you delight in. Behold, he shall come, saith the Lord of hosts. But who may abide the day of his coming? Who shall stand when he appeareth? For he is like a refiner's fire and like fuller's soap. And he shall sit in the as a refiner and a purifier of silver. And he shall purify the sons of Levi and purge them as gold and silver, that they may offer unto the Lord an offering in righteousness. Then shall the offering of Judah and Jerusalem be pleasant unto the Lord as in the days of old, and as in former years." I want to preach just a few minutes this morning, if God will be my help, on this thought, preparing the way. The preparing the way. Now, as we look at this morning, and Malachi's writings, and he says, "Behold," or pay attention, he said, "I will send my messenger, and he shall prepare the way before me." Amen. As we look at this, we see the Lord today speaking to us about preparing a way. And he says, in order to prepare a way, he said, you need a messenger. And now we know that that messenger was none other than John the Baptist. That John the Baptist he would come preaching the gospel of Lord Jesus Christ. He would come to prepare a way for the Savior. He said, "I will send my messenger, and he shall prepare the way before me." Ain't you glad today that there's a specific way that we need to come? Amen. I'm glad that there's a way, and I'm glad there's a message of the way. That message of the way points us in the way, and helps us to walk in the way, so we can come circumspectly before God in a direction that he'd have us to go. We don't have to run to and fro trying to search out things. Like Daniel said, it'd be today in the hour that we live. He said folks would be running to and fro here, there, and yonder trying to find and seek answers. But I'm glad there's one answer, and his name's Jesus. I'm glad there's a message from a messenger, and it's about the Lord and Savior. I'm glad we have a hope, praise God, that's out of this world. I'm glad we don't have to look here in this present atmosphere we live to try to find it. But I'm glad, praise God, it's here for us. And the Bible said that he sent a messenger to prepare a way. I'm glad there's a way that we can go. Praise God, it's a perfect way. And Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by me." I'm glad that nails her down. I'm glad we don't have to think about it or contemplate it. All we got to do is just believe it, that Jesus is the right way. And that he's not only the right way, but he's the only way. We don't have to meditate upon it. We don't have to get somebody to explain it to us. The Bible said it's so easy that a little child can understand it. He said if we had just come the Jesus way. I wonder why it's so hard today. Just come the Jesus way. There's a God of heaven who spoke to our heart. And he said, "You'll just come the way, and I'll tell you to come." He said, "I'll help you, and I'll lift you up." He said, "I'll give you the power to overcome every obstacle." I said, "He'll give you the power to overcome every obstacle you face, and he'll draw you nigh to him." Glory, hallelujah. I'm glad there's a power today that'll pull us and draw us away from that that would hurt us and harm us. Amen. Listen, every one of us has got out there since we've been saved, and we went off in the wrong direction. We're like sheep that's gone astray. But I'm glad this morning that we all got a shepherd who loved us, praise God, enough that he would, well, glory, somebody, everybody here will just jump up and shout that he loved you enough that he didn't let you go on your own pernicious way. But God Almighty, because he's a great shepherd and a good shepherd and a loving shepherd, he come to where you was and he got a hold of you and he said, "Listen to me, you don't want to go in that direction. You don't want to go that way. I'm the way. I'm a better way. And if you'll listen to me, I'll take you in my way." Amen. God's ways are beyond finding out outside of Jesus. But praise God, when you get the Lord Jesus Christ living in your heart, he makes a difference. Praise God. You say, "Preacher, how do you get there?" By preparing a way. That's what John done. He come prepare a way. Praise God, he was that messenger. What kind of message did he have? He had a message of hope. He said, if we had come in hope, trusting in the Lord, praise God, he said he'd bring us to a place and to a way that's not only pleasing to God, but it'd be satisfying in the soul. I'm glad there's a soul filling spirit. Praise God, it moves in me. It satisfies my soul. There's no doubt in me. Glory, hallelujah, what's going to happen on down the road? One day in a little while, Brother George, I'm going to come to a place. I'm going to get, praise God, I'm going to get airlifted out of here. I'm going to go be with Him. Glory, hallelujah, and we'll be with Him forevermore. Amen. See, I think a whole lot of times we don't think about what God's got in store for us. Amen. We don't realize that the message comes from a messenger with a promise. And the promise is, praise God, He said, I'll not put on you more than you can bear. He said, but with it I'll make a way of escape. He said, when things get tough and things get hard and life is trying on you, glory, hallelujah, He said, I'll come to where you are and I'll get you through it. Praise God, if it gets too, well, glory. He said, if it gets too difficult, I'll just reach down and scoop you out. How many times has He reached down to where we are, young'uns, in this life that we live, and we didn't figure there's any way that we could get through it? God Almighty, I said, Lord God Almighty, He reached down to where we was and scooped us out of that mess. Praise God, brought us, put us on a firm foundation somewhere, glory, hallelujah, so we could press on a little further. There's a whole lot of us in here know good and well there's times that we couldn't done it by ourselves. Amen. Glory, hallelujah. Just God Almighty moves in. He intervenes. Amen. Glory, hallelujah. He's watching us today, youngins. He knows where we're at, and He knows what we need. We don't deserve the hand of God. We don't deserve the power of God, but He's there, amen, for us every day. Fella told us yesterday, maybe. He's climbing a tree. He's hooked off, and they was getting ready to cut it off. And he's tied in. Had his harness around that tree. He was strapped in, ready to go. And he went to cut that tree. And somehow or another, the boy that was pulling it got the wrong direction. And he pulled at the wrong time. And when he did, he broke that tree off. And he said you could see it splitting down through there. And it split down through his harness, Brother Junior. And it was going down toward the ground. And all of a sudden, that tree went. And when he went, he said something. He said it had to be the hand of God. Just reaching, got a hold of that thing and pulled that thing up through his belt, up through past him, praise God, and flung it over away from him. He said, I tell you, I know what that was. He said, that was the hand of God. He said, that was that thick. It should have killed me. It should have took me out. But glory, hallelujah, they was, how many times, youngins, has the hand of God reached right down? Well, I said, reached right down to where we was, praise God, and plucked that obstacle that was going to take us out, that was going to bring us down, that was going to bring us heartache. Praise God, just lifted it out. Amen. That's God we serve. Oh, what a message. Amen. But he said he stood and watched that thing as it broke off down below him several feet, and that end come up past him through that harness. Amen. God Almighty, we've watched as God's reached down, He praised God, and He's broke those obstacles off further than we could get to and brought them out from us. Amen. Come out. Praise God without a scratch. Amen. To God be the glory, young. We ought to be the praisingest people there ever was. Every one of us have been through an ordeal where God just lifted us out. Amen. No wonder the Bible would say, I'll send my messenger. He shall prepare a way before me. I won't say glory, hallelujah. Thank God for the message. Thank God for the messenger, glory, hallelujah, that brought us a message that we can be prepared. Amen. For the messenger. Amen. And for the message. Praise His holy name. Amen. He said, Lord, whom? He said, Lord, whom you see? Amen. He shall prepare a way for me, and the Lord whom you seek shall suddenly come to His temple, even a messenger of the covenant, whom you delight in. Now I think Malachi, if you go back and read chapter 2, Malachi may have been just a little bit of sarcasm here. Because we know that they was in an insincere religion. Amen. They were in insincere religion. They had an insincere profession in their lives. He says, the one that they, whom you seek and the one you delight in, that he shall come. He said he's going to come suddenly. Now we know that the Lord Jesus Christ, the Bible said he did come suddenly. He come upon a world that wasn't expecting. He come upon a world that wasn't anticipating his coming. Even though they should have known, the Bible fulfilled, was being fulfilled every day, as the prophets of old would tell about a soon coming Savior, the Messiah of God, who would come to redeem the children of Israel, to redeem God's people out of the land. Amen. He said he was a soon appearing. Now that we know that he did appear, he did over in Luke chapter 2, the Bible said that he appeared over in a temple that at his dedication. Amen. There was some that was looking for him. You get to looking for him, praise God, you'll see him pretty early. Amen. You'll see him when it's time for him to show up. He was one Simeon over there in the temple. God Almighty had spoke to old Simeon's heart. He said, listen, he said, there's one that's a coming. He said, you need to be a looking for him. Praise God. He said, yeah, old Simeon getting old in his years. And he said, hey, just to keep a looking. He said, Lord, it's been years. I've been keeping the temple. I've been vigilant and I ain't seen him yet. Lord, I'm getting way up in years. Lord, how long? But one morning, glory, hallelujah, over there, there was a couple come through the door. With a little babe wrapped in swaddling clothes. Glory, hallelujah. They come into that temple, and the Holy Ghost of God has spoke to old Simeon. He said, son, this is the one of all the little babes that's come through here to be dedicated. Glory, hallelujah. Simeon, this is the one. Glory, hey, praise his holy name. I bet old Simeon had him a time. Praise God. He said, glory, how? He said, hey, I can go on now, Lord. He said, I've seen the salvation of the Lord. Amen. I believe he got so excited. He was a stirring about the temple. Said there was another by the name of Anna. Said, prophet, she was looking for the Messiah too. She was looking for the promise of God. Amen. And the Bible said, go ahead, she heard the commotion. I just imagine in my mind's eye, she heard that commotion too, and she come out to see what it was. And as she come through the doors of the temple, a place for a place of abode, hallelujah, glory to God. The Holy Ghost of God spoke to her. He said, Hannah, this is him. Amen. Glory. Praise God. I believe she had her a spell too. Amen. God, I say it all the time. She got the can't help it. She didn't care. Praise God. She got the praising and worship and magnifying God. She said, thank you, Lord. Praise God. This is it. This is the promise that you made us. Amen. Listen, young'uns, I said that to say this. God sent us a message by a messenger. Praise God, of a blessed hope and a promise. And we just hold on to that promise. Glory, hallelujah. And we'll see it come through. Amen. Praise the Lord. We just got to stay faithful. The one that's faithful to us. Amen. Praise God. He said that suddenly shall come to his temple. So we see it coming to the temple in Luke. We also see it coming into, we see the Lord coming suddenly to the temple in John. Amen. In John chapter 2, verse 14 through 16, we see the Lord Jesus coming to the temple. And he said, hey, they had done turned the temple into a house of thieves, a den of thieves. And the Lord made him a scourge of robes. And he went in there, praise God. And he began to clean house. And he began to get rid of everything that would defile the house of God. Everything that wasn't sacred and upright. Now let me tell you what happened today, young'uns. If we'd get rid of everything that's not sacred and upright, and we just come to please God again and worship Him in spirit and truth, we'd see a power of God. Without that, all we have is a form of religion. Amen. Paul said it'd be that way in the last days. He told Timothy, he said it'd be in the last days, but praise God, he said, flee from that form, that fashion. He said, run to where there's the real thing. I pray God, I'm glad we got the real thing today. We don't worship, we know what, but we worship a living Savior in Jesus Christ the Lord today. We magnify and lift Him up and glory. Hey, we can't lift Him up as high as He can pluck us up. Amen. Then you come back, we come in here, but sometimes I tell you, God's so good to this place, and God's so good to you, and He's so good to me, and we come in to worship Him, and we come in to praise Him, and we come in to give Him glory, praise the Lord. But you know what happens so many times? We can't get as excited about Him as He is about us. Amen. Glory, hallelujah. He just helps us on purpose. He pulls up with us. Amen. Glory, hallelujah. The Holy Ghost of God comes in, sets down on the foundation of your heart and begins to love on you. Praise God. And just let you know how much God cares for you, because there's a message from a holy God. Amen. Praise the Lord. And He just comes in and cleans house. All of a sudden, praise God, from out of nowhere. Amen. I like it that way. Amen. Praise God. You know what the Holy Ghost does? He comes in, He hits you all of a sudden, and you don't have time to get any rebellion up. Amen. There's no defenses against the Spirit, praise God, because He comes of a sudden. The Lord went into the temple and He cleaned it out. All of a sudden, He looked and seen what's going on in there, and He got Him a scourge of rope, and He went in there and He cleaned house. That's what the Holy Ghost of God wants to do today. Hey, man, He wants to come in, just clean house, so He can take up an abode. I don't know about you, hey, man, if I'm going to move into a new house, I want it to be clean when I move in. Amen. It may be never the same again once I move in, but boy, I'd like to have it clean when I move in. Amen. Holy Ghost of God will clean it up. He'll make us a place. He said, prepare a way. He said, we just got to have a way and a place for the Spirit of God to come into. And praise God, He'll take up His abode with us. He'll set us a fresh table that we can dine off of. God be the glory. But He said, send that messenger. That messenger of covenant. Who is that? That's Jesus Christ. None other than Jesus Christ, our Savior. Praise God. He said, He'd send that. He said, whom you seek, amen, and who you delight in. Really, they wasn't even looking for Him. They wasn't expecting Him. Amen. We see in the day and the hour we live, we'll make a profession, praise God, and we'll say, yeah, you know, boy, we're just looking for the Lord. Any day now, amen, we're wanting to see Him. We're waiting to see Him. Hey, praise God. We're watching for the Lord, watching for His return. But I wonder how many people really believe that. We say, well, yeah, I'm ready. I'm looking for Jesus to come. But I'd like to be able to do this, and I'd like to be able to do that, and I'd like to enjoy life here. Amen. Praise God. Listen, I'm going to tell you something, young. Praise God. Life ain't nothing compared to what it's going to be like over there. The life in the Lord, praise God, is a precious thing, praise God, that we can't even begin to imagine here. It's going to be better over yonder. Praise the Lord. It's going to be better in heaven. We really don't want to change what we got right now. I'm with you. I'm not saying everybody wants to die, but everybody wants to go to heaven, but nobody wants to die. But listen to me, if you're a child of God, if you've been born again and trusted in the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, the Bible says we'll not see death. We'll just expire here, praise God, to be renewed over yonder. The last breath we take here, praise the Lord, we'll lay down this old carcass and we'll pick up life over in glory. Amen. Praise God, with the power and authority of God, He's made a way, He's prepared us a way so we can enter into heaven together. One mind, one accord, one attitude, worship and praising God together through the ages. Bless His holy name. The messenger of the covenant. I mean, who you delight in. Amen. He shall come. Set the Lord of hosts. Said He's coming, young. The Lord's coming. He says, you see these things begin to come to pass. He said, just look up and lift up your head for your redemption. Draw now. That means the Redeemer's coming. There's no redemption without a Redeemer. He's already paid the price. We just need to be ready to go. The messenger's already proclaimed it. Amen. The message has already been told. We just need to be looking for Jesus. Amen? We need to be looking for the Savior from heaven because the Bible says He shall come. Now, who's speaking this? It's the Lord. Amen? He's telling us, praise God, that He shall come. How do you know? Because the Bible says, saith the Lord, capital L-O-R-D, of hosts. That's the God of heaven. That's Jehovah. Amen. He's done sent us a message, but better than that, He sent us a messenger, and He sent us a message of the covenant. That's a promise of God. God said, hey, listen, He said, John, you just go down there and tell them that messenger's, you need the messenger, and you tell them that the covenant, the promise is coming. Amen. Listen, God does not, He does not renege on His promises. If God said that He had saved you and bring you unto Him, praise God, guess what? One of these days, we're going to be with Him. He said, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I told you. But He said, I go to prepare a place for you. He said, if I go to prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. See, God's already got a plan. And He already wrote you into His plan. Amen. You're already a partaker with Him. Glory, somebody, that ought to make a cold Baptist shout. Amen. Glory, hallelujah. God's already made you. He's already pinned you into His program. Amen. Once God starts a program, He don't change the program. He's already put it in stone. He's already made it. He's already wrote it down. He said, He shall come. He said, Lord host. But then He asked the question. He said, but who may abide the day of His coming? Now, what if that word abide means to bear and endure? Amen? Who's going to be able to bear and endure, abide the day of the Lord's coming? Now, what's the answer to that? I'll tell you, the answer is those that's been born again. Amen. We are the partakers of the hope in Christ Jesus. We're the ones that be able to bear, to abide, to bear and endure the day of His coming. But praise God, because we'll be with Him. See, we've already decided whose side we're on. I'll tell you, I wouldn't wait till the last minute to decide whose side I'm on. I'd get on the Lord's side today, praise God. I'd ask Him, forgive me of my sins, save me by His marvelous grace. Just begin to walk with Him, talk to Him, listen to Him, praise God, as He speaks to our hearts and gives us guidance and leadership. So one day in a little while, praise God, we'll march on, praise the Lord, down the road like old Enoch did, and the Lord say, son, come on home, and just take you home. Amen. You know, why people don't believe? Because it's too simple. Salvation is just too simple for people to believe. You think, well, preacher, I just don't seem logical. Surely there's more to it than that. Yeah, if you had to work your way in, I've said it before, they'd be lining up at the door to get the directions. But He said, we just believe on Lord Jesus Christ. The message has already been given to us. He said, I'm preparing a way for you to go. All you got to do is just get in the way that He's got. Go with the Lord. Whoever by the day of His coming, who shall stand when He shall appear? Amen. And now He's talking about those that can't be able to stand the ground. When the Lord comes in His wrath, He's coming in wrath one day. I believe the Lord's about fed up with this mess. I believe He's about had all this mess that He's going to put up with. Amen. When the Bible says, woe to a nation that'll forget God, when we take God and we take Him out of the picture. I didn't know this the other day till my wife was showing me. You remember our president, United, our first president, old George Washington? He's on a quarter. You know what happened about the year 2000, about the turn of the century? You know what happened? They turned George Washington around and put In God We Trust to his back. It used to be that George Washington was looking at In God We Trust. Hello? Why would they take old George and put In God We Trust behind him? What would make somebody do that? The devil made them do it. He said, listen, said, you press on, you do what you can, you be all that you can be, and if you get a chance, an opportunity somewhere, you might think about God and godliness, but if you don't have time for that, just don't worry about it. But I'm telling you what, if we don't put God first, pray God, we're not going to prosper as a nation or a people or a family or a church or anybody else without God. Amen. The Bible said, through the foolishness of preaching and the gospel of Lord Jesus Christ to the saving of souls, he said that's the foundation of God Almighty, and that's the foundation of this world that we can build upon, and it'll be a firm foundation that the devil can't shake. But when a nation and a people, families and loved ones turn their back on God, there is no hope. Amen. There is no hope. But the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, he said, who will be able to stand the wrath of God? And you won't stand before God. There ain't none of us going to stand before God and say, well, Lord, you know. Amen. Praise God. The wrath of God will come and we'll bow our knee and we'll say, Lord God, forgive me, a sinner. Amen. But for a whole bunch of people, it'll be too late. In Revelation chapter number 6 and verse 17. The Bible says, for the great day of his wrath is come, and whom shall be able to stand? He's talking about when those seals are opened, when judgment comes on this world. And let me tell you, youngins, it's coming! If you ain't looked up, if you ain't noticed what's happening, there's beginning to be shortages. There's beginning to be famines. There's going to be becoming want and need. The people are beginning to search here and there and yonder. Praise God, to try to find substance, praise the Lord. But I'm going to tell you, the substance that we need, the hope that we have, is in Jesus Christ, our Lord. He's the only one, praise God, that can provide for us that we need. You can't hunt it for yourself. Amen. You can't find it for yourself when it's not there. Amen. We find it when we trust in the Lord. The Bible says in Revelation 6 that there be that the rocks and the mountains and the hills will be removed from their places. The mountains will be falling upon, rocks will be falling upon people, and the kings of the earth, and the great men, rich men, and the chief captains, and mighty men, every bond, a seven classes of people here we ain't got time to get into this morning. He said, but they'll all, he said, begging the rocks and the mountains to fall upon them, to destroy them, to kill them, take them out. Amen. And said unto the mountains and the rocks, fall on us, and hide us from the face of him that set us on the throne, and from the wrath of the Lamb. God's about fed up with it. And praise God. He said, who can stand the coming of the Lord? Who can stand the wrath of the Lamb? Who can abide? Who can stand? Because the Bible says he's coming. And he's coming to clean things up. Amen. I'm talking about cleaning things up. There's not going to be nothing that's not going to be touched by the mighty hand of God when he comes. Every essence of every life will be changed. I'd rather have mine changed now, praise God, where I can be on his side when he comes. Amen. When he goes to gathering up those that denied and rejected him, praise God. I want to be on the side that's already received him, praise God, as Lord and Savior. Amen. Praise his name. But he said he'd gather them up. He said he'd be as a refiner. Amen. A smelter, if you will. Amen. That's going to refine. He said, who shall stand when he appeareth? For he is like a refiner's fire and like a fuller's soap. And he shall sit as a refiner and purifier of silver. And he shall purify the sons of Levi and purge them as gold and silver, that they may offer unto the Lord an offering in righteousness. Now I said before, they had offered unrighteousness is all they had to offer. They was an insincere worship, insincere offerings. I'm wondering today, people, how much insincerity there is in our Christian life. We play church and we got religion because we think it's expected of us. Amen. Let me just say this. You know why sometimes our Wednesday night services are some of the best services we have? Because people want to be here. See, Sunday morning, I think we feel obligated. Well, it's Sunday morning, so we got to get up, we got to get ready, and got to carry the children down to church because it's, you know, it's what we're supposed to do. But I believe on Wednesday nights, I believe we get off work, and sometimes we're wore out, Brother Junior. I said sometimes we just don't, we just like to sit down and after supper and have us a cup of coffee and just sit there and act a lazy boy and just be a lazy boy. Amen. But boy, we press on, we get up. We get mom and the youngins or whatever. We got ease out there in old automobile God done give us. And we head up to the house of God and we come in. And about the time somebody gets up to sing or somebody testifies and the Holy Ghost of God just falls on the place and He blesses you on purpose, Brother Kevin, because you come to get a blessing. Praise God. And all of a sudden you testify and you become a blessing. Glory, hallelujah. And the Holy Ghost comes down and He just begins to fill the place and He begins to anoint hearts and lives. He begins to touch us and instruct us from through our portals of glory. And we get so excited we can't help it and we don't care. You come into church. Thus we come in church to just a dragon. Amen. The Holy Ghost of God falls down. We go out high stepping. Amen. Praise God. We've been rebooted and re-energized from the portals of glory. I'm talking about some power come down from heaven. Praise God. That's better than you could imagine. But he said, God Almighty said he'll be a refiner, a smelter. Praise God. In other words, what the Bible says, he's going to take it and he's going to get his big smeltering pot. And he's going to begin to build a fire upon it. He's going to set over that pot. And he's going to tend that pot. He's going to get to, in order to be a good smelter, a good refiner, they got to get the temperatures just right. And got to get the pot just right. And everything has to be just right. And they begin to put that silver or that gold in there. And that stuff begins to melt and to simmer. And things begin to happen because the plan of the smelter is perfect. I'm glad we got a perfect smelter. I'm glad we got a perfect refiner. I'm glad, praise God, he knows the pot and he knows the fire and he knows what's in it and he sets over it. Oh, glory. And he watches it closely as it begins to do what it does. Praise God. Because he's designed it that way, because he knows exactly what's needed to make that silver, that gold pure. Hallelujah to God. And he watches that thing as his perfect plan is filled out, and he watches it comes out, and that dross begins to rise to the top. It begins to come off to the surface. And as he's sitting and he's watching it consistently, and he takes that dross, glory, hallelujah, from the pressures and the heat, glory. Hallelujah to God. And he begins to get rid of that dross. That's all those imperfections in that gold and that silver. Amen. Anybody got a gold band on today? Gold chain around your neck? Amen. You know, that's not pure gold. They'll say, well, that's pure gold. Amen. If it was pure gold, praise God, but the Bible says it'd be as transparent glass. He said if it was absolutely pure, you'd be able to see through it. Amen? But they don't get it absolutely pure because if it would, they wouldn't know that you had a ring on. You wouldn't have nothing to show. Amen. But I'm glad God Almighty, praise God, He makes it in a way that He'll make it so pure. He'll make it so clean. He'll get rid of that dross, praise God, that people may look at you and they may not see it. But glory, hallelujah, down in your soul, there's a cleansing takes place. There's something, praise God, that happens down in us that cleans and purifies and makes us pure. Amen. Makes us pure. He said, not only is he a refiner? But said he's also like Fuller Soap. He said he's like that laundry man who takes a little bit of that lye and he takes a little bit of that bleach. Amen. And he takes it. Now that lye and that bleach that the laundry man uses, that Fuller uses, amen, to clean it up, to clean up that cloth. It's not of much use by itself. Amen? But now listen, when he takes that lye or that bleach or that lye in that bleach and he adds a little water to it, amen, something something happens with that lie and that bleach. Praise God, there's an action that takes place when they're put together. Glory, hallelujah. There's a cleansing agent that's there. But when the water's added, which is the type of the Word of God, it begins to do something. It begins to change that substance into something that purifies and cleans and brings out that old nastiness. Amen. They take it down there to the laundry. People take it to the laundry when it's nasty and they can't get the stains out. Amen. And he takes and he plies that line, praise God, and he begins to work it out. Amen. He begins to, Brother Charles, he begins to maybe have to take it over to a hard surface like a rock. Amen. Something that's steadfast, something that's unmovable, praise God. And he begins to take that cloth and he begins to ply his trade and he begins to work it out. And that was stained with sin. That was so rotten. That was so vile. That looked so bad. Praise God, he works it out. And the Bible said when it comes out of there, glory, hallelujah, he said it's white, it's pure. Amen. So there's no stains left in it. Amen. Glory, I don't know about you, that's exciting to me. That means I've got a chance of getting out of here without a spot or a blemish. Wonder how God knew that. Amen. Malachi said he'll work his fire, praise God, that purifies. Fire is a purifier. Amen. A refiner, praise God, it gets rid of the spots. Scrubbing on the rock, and all the dirt's gone. Amen. The rock of the Lord Jesus Christ, that foundation that we build upon. The white garment that glistens, praise God, as only it can. Amen. It was covered, it was steeping with sin. That was me and you. But praise God, when the laundry man got a hold of us. Amen. You remember when the laundry man got a hold of you? And he cleaned you from the inside out. Now our outsides may not look too clean. Amen. Praise God. If the Holy Ghost, God's in our heart, He'll keep the inside clean. Amen. He'll scar us. He'll scour us. He'll clean us. Better than Ajax. The Holy Ghost of God and the blood of Jesus Christ. We plead that blood. And He said He'll do it for the Levites. He'll purge them as gold and silver. They may offer unto the Lord an offering in righteousness. He said they had been offering unrighteous offerings. I wonder if we ain't careful, we offer up unrighteous offerings. But God says, praise God, He said He'll cleanse us, He'll purify us, He'll make us. He said He'll prepare a way that we can be clean and pure before God. That's what He said He wants to do. He said that the offerings, He said, then shall the offering of Judah and Jerusalem be pleasant unto the Lord. As in the days of old. You remember when you first got saved? Amen? Hello? Nobody can remember. Can you remember when you first got saved? Boy, there was something down in you. You just felt so clean and pure, and you just want to tell everybody you saw. Amen? But if we ain't careful, we get away from the bathhouse on the way to our house, and we get a little of the daily dirt on our feet. If we don't keep, Jesus said, if we don't keep that dirt, that daily dirt off of it, it'll contaminate us, and it'll work its way up. Amen? He said, you've been to the bathhouse since you're ever wet clean, but He said, you still got a daily foot washing. He said, preacher, are we going to start foot washing? No, Susie said we couldn't. But she didn't like it. But He said, we got to do it ourselves. Every day, praise God, we got to clean up what the contamination that we get on out of the world. Every day we got to say, Lord, forgive me. How messed we have? All, Bible said we all sin comes short of the glory of God. But He said, if we'll get that daily cleansing, amen. He said He's going to purify the Levites so that they can offer up offerings, praise God, of a righteous offerings that's pleasing to God. The Bible says that Judah and Jerusalem be pleasant unto the Lord as in the days of old and in the former years. He said there was a time when they had offered up, praise God, from the abundance of their heart and God would receive it. Well, what a blessing it was. I'm afraid we come to a point and a place that we just don't offer up can't offer up the offerings and sacrifices like we need. Amen. Acceptable offerings to the Lord. You know that they're going to offer up sacrifices during the millennia? You say, preacher, why would we do that? Because what Christ did for us on Calvary. They're going to be for a memorial. Amen. Of what Jesus did for us on Calvary. But he said he's going to cleanse their hearts. So even that, he said it'll all be pleasing to God. Amen. He said, I've prepared a way. So we can all come like those Levites. We can all come before God pure and chaste and ready to worship God in spirit and truth. That's the purpose. That's the plan. Is to be able to worship God in righteousness. Right attitude. Amen. On a right foundation. With a right purpose of heart. So that God can have the right attitude. Amen. And we can have a right attitude. And our attitudes can be merged into one. In an attitude of just loving each other. Praise God. Because Christ first loved us. And Malachi said, hey, listen, God prepared a way. And said that way is Jesus Christ, the Savior. We need to put our faith and trust in Him, youngins, like we never have before. These things coming at us now that we never would have imagined outside of biblical. Amen. Biblical proportions. But we're seeing it. And it's coming to pass. You say, preacher, how are we going to be ready? Jesus. Jesus has promised that He'd be there with us. And He'd bring us through. Just like the three Hebrew children when we went through the fire. Amen. Praise God. They throwed them in there. Been heated seven times hotter than it was ever meant to be. To where it slew the ones that throwed them in. They were put in their hose and their stockings and they were bound up. I guess because with all that garb on, they thought they'd burn quicker. But they hit inside that furnace, and guess who was in that furnace? Jesus Christ, the Savior. Amen. And He unbound them. He turned them loose. They marched through there with Him, praise God, and they come out on the other side without even the smell of smoke. Amen. Glory. Hallelujah. That's what God will do for us because He's preparing a way. And He said, I'll march through it with you. He said, I'll bring you out on the other side, praise God, for God's glory. Amen. It's not about us. It's about Him. He won't fail. But He said, we've already got victory in Jesus Christ. Who's Lord? Our Lord. Amen. We have victory in Jesus. You have victory in Jesus. Don't forget that. The devil would like us to forget it. But the Bible said that He's already prepared the way. Amen.